From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Wildfires raged through Northern California again today, threatening thousands of homes and blackening the skies near San Francisco as crews struggled with steep terrain and blistering heat. The fires have burned more than 500 square miles overall, chewing through brushland, rural areas, canyon country, and dense forest surrounding San Francisco. With so many burning at once, firefighters say they're unable to tap resources such as extra personnel and equipment. In Point Reyes, where a small fire is burning near the Pacific Ocean, a county fire chief said they're waiting for assistance from Montana to arrive this weekend. He said that in his 25 years in fire service, he's never seen so many fire emergencies at once. Another official said the state has requested 375 engines from out of state. Some firefighters were working 72-hour shifts instead of the usual 24 hours. Sonoma Lake Napa Unit Chief Shauna Jones said she knows it's hard, but residents need to be patient.
It's going to take time. This is a very large fire. It's one of many in the state of California. And honestly, our resources are stretched very far.
Ash and smoke filled the air in San Francisco from at least seven fires known collectively as the LNU Lightning Complex. They've destroyed more than 100 buildings, including some homes, and threatened 25,000 more across five counties, including the North Bay. Residents in Vacaville were roused before dawn yesterday with orders to flee. Travis Air Force Base ordered non-mission essential personnel to evacuate, officials said. Solano State Prison, where KALW operates journalism training programs, did not evacuate, though it appeared to be closer to the fire. Officials reportedly distributed N95 masks to everyone on site, though that information has been disputed by some prison rights advocates. A Pacific Gas and Electric utility worker died at a fire in the Vacaville area, but circumstances were not clear. He'd been clearing poles and lines to make the area safe for first responders, Cal Fire said. The worker was found in a vehicle. CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at a hospital. Cal Fire's Charlie Blank said this morning that he's confident they stopped the threat of the LNU fire on local cities.
Where the fire ran down into Vacaville two nights ago, we're doing really good in there. There's still a lot of active little pieces in there, yards on fire kind of thing, trees, fences, stuff that's still burning, still poses a very significant threat to structures. So we're working on getting all that cleaned up. We're fairly confident that we've stopped the spread and that hopefully there won't be any more push down into further into Vacaville. We'll be able to keep it where it is. We're just trying to keep any additional structures from being lost.
In eastern San Francisco Bay, a cluster of 20 separate lightning spark fires called the SCU Lightning Complex threatened about 6,200 buildings in five counties. And about 26,000 people in Santa Cruz County were under orders to evacuate, according to the sheriff's department. Another 1,000 people in neighboring San Mateo County were also under evacuation orders as a so-called CZU August Lightning Complex fire grew overnight to 62 square miles. Dan Olson with Cal Fire gave more specifics this morning.
Currently, the fire is at 40,000 acres with 0% containment. We have roughly 600 personnel assigned to the incident. Overnight, we saw the fire make significant runs in the Davenport, Ben Lomond, and Empire Ridge area. Multiple evacuation orders and warnings were issued throughout the course of the night, and we anticipate more in the next 24 to 48 hours.
California State Parks announced full or partial closures of more than two dozen parks, including Big Basin Redwoods in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where the park headquarters and other facilities were damaged. The park, featuring magnificent towering stands of ancient coast redwoods, dates to 1902, and it's the state's oldest. In Central California, a pilot on a water-dropping mission in western Fresno County died yesterday morning when his helicopter crashed. The tragic accident caused yet another fire. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.